It's episode 123, and we've got plugins for Google Charts, script merging, alphabetizing, social sharing, and a review of the new Jetpack. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back on the show with everybody.
And we've got just a little bit for you, a couple of little reminders off the top. Don't forget, you can find the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, please hit that little thumbs-up button in the corner. We'd really appreciate it. And head over to iTunes where you can review us and download the show there. Let's see. Get our brains moving and moving forward.
Well, yeah, we appreciate everybody listening to that. And also, remember, you can go to wppluginsa2z.com for all the show notes. John and I are kind of doubling our efforts on making sure that those get out on time and in your hands properly so that you can find your way to all these great plugins that we talk about. And we've got some other things in the works that you'll be able to share with other WordPress enthusiasts out there as well. So a lot of stuff in the works. But in the meantime, there's plenty of ways that you can find the show, review the show, give us thumbs up, and talk about us.
And a little bit of self-promotion. Don't forget, we, aside from doing this show as fun and enjoyment, we also make a living working with WordPress. Me, you can find me over at johnoverall.com or for WordPress emergency support, which is one of my specialties, helping people fix their broken WordPress websites. You can head over to wppro.ca/emergency for tips, or pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729. I'll be happy to help you with whatever questions I can.
Awesome. Well, you can check me out at my new link, which is marcuscouch.com/call. I've had a lot of cool response to this so far, and I've had a couple really cool projects. Let me give you a review of somebody that I just had a call with. Marcus was very professional and had a wealth of knowledge. The 30 minutes I spent with him probably just saved me thousands of dollars. Would highly recommend. Now, that's somebody who spent 30 minutes with me and ended up costing him, I think, $80 and saved him thousands of bucks. So, well worth it. MarcusCouch.com/call.
All right. And what do we got today? Any tidbits of information? Not really. Been kind of a slow news week around WordPress.
It's been a slow news week, but I've really been kind of digging into plugins themselves, and there's been a lot of really good plugins just coming down the pipe in the last week. Yeah. And I talked last week about the different shortcode plugins and things like that. I'm going to tell you there's another shortcoder that I'm looking at right now that's pretty cool, and there's a new plugin that I saw that just came out. It's a premium plugin that's based entirely around Google Hangouts, making Google Hangouts not the central focus, but making your website the central focus.
Yeah,
actually, it's a complete setup as far as you can take reservations as far as the Hangout itself, so people can RSVP. Yeah, I'll be at the Hangout. It's completely controlled by WordPress. It goes through AWeber, MailChimp, Constant Contact, any of those email services. It alerts people ahead of time. I think it even has an option for SMS to let people know that it's about to start. So it's a premium plugin. Again, I'll talk about it next week. I just want to have a little bit of time to review it, and I've been talking to the developer. He's in Australia, so there's a little time delay back and forth, but I'll definitely bring that to the table once it's ready.
Sounds good. And something else that I've been doing with plugins, some of the development I've been doing the last couple weeks, I've started paying attention to the amount of memory that each plugin uses. So I'm going to start adding that to my reviews of my plugins, is how much memory it sucks up when the plugin activates. So that'll be a nice new feature, maybe help folks determine whether or not they can actually run the plugin on whatever hosting environment they're in.
That's a great idea. Now, what are you going to use to measure the memory requirements?
I use a plugin called WP Simple Health, which indicates how much memory is being used at any point in time. And once the plugin's activated, you see an increase in your memory usage. So I just do a simple subtraction. So it's not 100% accurate, but it's a pretty close estimation of it. And that's not even a word, but it's close
enough. Yeah, good enough. It's a ballpark.
All right, so that's all we got for you. Let's move it on into the fun stuff of the show then.
All right.
Let folks enjoy. All right, so right off the bat here, I was sort of wandering through things, and I decided, because I keep seeing the articles pop up from time to time about Jetpack and its wondrous features and everything, I thought, okay, it's time I go and review this plugin once again or revisit it. I think I visited it once before, many moons back, but I thought I'd step in and see how it does now and see what it shows. Well, first off, what I found when I first installed it and activated it, it sucks down 3.2 megs of RAM, and that's without turning on any of the optional stuff in it. That's just the stuff that activates the moment you turn the plugin on, which is about six or separate sub-plugins into it. It doesn't make it easy or obvious for you to turn off those features, although you can. And the other thing I did find irritating about it, which I think I bitched about the first time I reviewed it, was you have to connect it to a WordPress.com account before you can even activate it, which I think is, you know, they should allow it to run standalone like any other plugin. And if you don't have one, you have to go create a WordPress.com account, but other than that. Now, once you authorize it with WordPress.com, it then activates its plugins, and then it sucks down a whopping 8.2 megs of RAM for its operations.
Jeez.
Yeah, it jumps from 3.2 on activation before WordPress.com and then jumps to 8.2 after activation with WordPress.com. I don't know why.
Huh.
Here are the plugins that it activates right off the bat for you. It activates WordPress.com stats, publicize, notifications, subscriptions, post by email, sharing, spelling and grammar, Gravatar hover cards, custom CSS, mobile theme, and extra sidebar widgets. Those are the ones that turn on automatically. That's probably why it jumps so high in its RAM usage. Now, I'm not going to cover those plugins and what they do. Some of them are pretty self-explanatory. But a couple of the interesting ones I decided to play with in it, such as they have one there that's called Tiled Galleries, which I thought would be a very interesting plugin. It's a shame you have to have Jetpack installed to use it, because what it does is it allows you to take the current WordPress galleries that exist and then create tiled galleries on pages, and you can create the tiles in multiple size pages and get unique layouts for your galleries. I thought it was kind of a cool feature. It's just a shame it's tied to Jetpack. But there is a useful, there's other plugins that do similar things out there, so you might check into them. And let's see, what else did I have here? Oh, it does have a contact form addition to it, if you want a simple contact form and basics. And it does add an additional plugin for spelling and grammar checking if you want to enhance your spelling and grammar. Now, all in all, Jetpack is still a good plugin. And if you're doing it yourself and doing your website by yourself and you want simple and fast ways to insert a bunch of plugins, this is a plugin for you. But if you want to move your website to the next level, in my opinion, Jetpack's not going to be for you, because there's better plugins than the ones that are stuck into Jetpack to do the work. And I have one of them, they have a social and login sharing plugin that allows for people when they create comments to just click a button and use their social login to create their comments instead of adding their email and name to it. And there's a couple of other plugins that all offer that same service outside of Jetpack. So it's one to look at, and I do have one of those plugins to review. All in all, Jetpack's still decent plugin, but not something I will use on any of my development sites simply because of all the extra stuff it tosses in and the forcing of having to have a WordPress.com account. So I'll give it a 3 Dragon rating.
All right, this is a challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put $500 on the table to any hacker who can jailbreak Jetpack.
I think
$500.
I think bits and pieces of it have been jailbroken.
Yeah.
Not the entire thing.
No, I want the whole thing. I want it sliced and diced, no WordPress.com access, nothing. I'm pirating your stuff, Matt.
I think that's the whole game, the whole goal of of WordPress is to pirate everything.
Exactly. No, I mean, I like some of those plugins, but man, it's like, why do I need all that bloat to go along with it, you know?
That's my opinion of it, is there's a whole bunch of extra stuff to go with it.
Yeah. All right, well, the plugin that I've got today is pretty cool. It's called MN Combine, and basically what it does is it finds all the possible JavaScript and CSS files from your WordPress install and allows you to kind of compress them and combine them. And then this plugin kind of monitors the changes by changing the hash file. And it allows you to recompile the entire structure of all your Java and CSS without really kind of messing up the file changes or anything like that. It does have kind of an in-production mode where it kind of lets off of all the high-tech compression that it does. But and that is what I found a challenge, is you had to keep turning it off and on as far as, it working within your CSS files and everything else. It's naturally expected, but I thought it was pretty cool. It saved me 3 seconds of load time on something that was just a dog server of a client that I couldn't get out of that hosting account. So I just merged up all the Java and the CSS, and it really sped it up a lot. So I gave this one a rating of 3 out of 5, and it is called MN Combine.
I gotta love how brilliant minds work together, because I did that one recently.
I didn't even know that. I don't remember that one. Okay,
that's the problem of us doing way too many plugins. Sometimes we forget who does what when.
Well, see, the thing is it was just one of those necessity things for me.
Yeah.
I mean, this came out like a week ago, right?
Yeah.
And so for me, I was like, wow, this is, and forgive me, John, I remember us talking about it, but yeah. I just didn't recall the name.
It was in the last show. Yeah.
Yeah, and this one, it's okay, well, I forgot what you rated it.
I rated it four. I just scrolled back through the notes because I found it a little more useful.
Did you?
In what it did, because I did find that I liked the way it combined everything up and the way it went through and hunted down everything to combine it.
Okay.
And it seemed to do a nice job of it.
There's nothing wrong with us both talking about the same plugin from two different takes, especially week to week. That's great.
No, that's why I just let you go with it, because it's always good to get the full viewpoint of what you ran into when you were using it. So
yeah, and now another thing is this is one of those things where it's like they could have come up with a better name, because mm-hmm. obviously the name recognition didn't even stick with me for a week.
That's the problem sometimes. It's like sometimes you want to be in charge of naming plugins, because some of the names these developers choose are like, really?
Ooh, John, we could get an agency. Name your plugin.
Name your plugin.
We'll have a committee. We can have the audience vote. Yeah, come to us with a concept. We'll name it for you.
Crowdsource it.
That's right.
All right, so the next one I've got here, and this one is an offshoot. This is what I was talking about from Jetpack. This one's called Social Login and Sharing, and it's done by Janrain, which is a third-party company. Now, this is a very nice plugin that adds the functionality of adding social logins to your comments, and it does a great job of adding buttons from multiple different social login places, and it really does a nice job of allowing people to comment. The only problem I ran into it was, of course, it's a third-party service you need to get it working, and it runs through them. Now, this one here is a third-party service that starts with either free or upwards of $1,000 a year. depending on your usage level. And they have their free service set at 2,500 uses, I think it was a month, 2,500 uses a month. In other words, if you don't have a very busy website, you would probably be okay under their free service. If you're a very busy website and you got lots of people commenting and logging in, well, it could cost you a few bucks. But all in all, it was really smooth in its setup. It was really smooth in its implementation. I have it on my, I put it up on my sandbox page, which has so much junk and plugins and other crap in it that to have it, something work smoothly there is actually kind of nice. So other than that, I would have given this a 4 Dragon rating, but I dropped it to 3 for the third-party paid service. So I would can recommend it. It's a decent plugin. It worked pretty smoothly, and it's recently updated. So, and to let know, it when I activated it, it did use 1.1 meg worth of RAM.
Awesome, man! I like that stat. We're gonna start doing that. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this next one I'm using because I was making a directory site, and I needed to find a way to do alphabetized pagination. So basically, that's exactly what this plugin is basically called, alphabetic pagination, and it's just something that filters your posts or pages with alphabets, and it's pretty simple to use. You can either have a horizontal or a vertical layout, and it just lays out the alphabet for you. They click on that, and they get those kinds of posts names. I would have given it a much higher rating, except I couldn't really figure out how to get certain custom post types and taxonomies to display. So one flaw there. But otherwise, I thought this was a really cool plugin. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. It's called Alphabetic Pagination.
That might be the one I was looking for. It's kind of funny because my next plugin is on the similar vein of alphabetizing archive pages. And I'm going to have to give that one a try because unfortunately the one that I tried and tested out is called A to Z Alphabetical Archive Links. And when activated, it's only 5 megs or 0.5, half a meg worth of RAM is used. So it's a pretty decent little plugin. And while it was something I had hoped for when I put it in, it was going to create a alphabetical list A to Z letters. And it just wasn't quite what I wanted. It created it and numbered it. And the what was the problem I kept running into? Now it just went right out of my head. It it didn't take... Oh, that's what it was. It wouldn't take me to the proper pages when I would click on the letters. It would take me somewhere else in the site. And I just like, come on, I need this to actually work. So it's a brand new plugin. It was only been downloaded 41 times when I downloaded it. So maybe it's just because it's in alpha mode or maybe it's in beta mode and they haven't quite figured it out yet. And once they get it solved, I think it might work for what I need. I like the menu that it created. I like the way it can be laid out. I like that it created a widget that I would then be able to stuff anywhere on the site I want. Especially when combining it with widgets on pages plugin, which I've been using a lot of lately, whereas you can take a widget, stuff it into there, and then use a short code to put that widget anywhere on your site you want it to be. So all in all, at this moment, this plugin gets a 2 Dragon rating. Alphabetical archive links, A to Z alphabetical archive links.
Okay. Well, yeah, give that other one that I introduced to check out too. It's pretty new as well. I think it just came out this week. So see if that foots the bill for you.
It might.
All right. Well, you know, I've been playing around a lot with the Google visualization features that they have. And for those who don't know, this is kind of a real time way via kind of an embed code of getting Google to make a real-time graphic chart for you. And you guys should check this out. Google visualization is what you need to Google, ironically. And they have all kinds of neat things, line graphs, pie graphs, charts. They've even got cool little gauges with needles and such. And you can kind of do on-the-fly charts. And that's what this plugin does. It's called Iced Visualization Chart, and it allows you to insert Google visualization charts just by clicking on the button in your Tiny MCE editor and entering in the data. So in the example that they show in the WordPress repository, basically you click on the button and it says insert chart. How many values are there? Let's just say, for example, sake three. What do you do all day? You know, title one, sleep. Title two, work. Title three, eat. And, you know, you put a value of 5, 2, and 1. Insert chart, boom. It's going to insert that code in there for you in your WordPress post or, you know, in a page. And it will automatically create a cool chart for you. Now, you can change the variables a little bit as far as the sizing and all that. So if you're new to charts and graphs and like to insert something that comes straight from Google and is, you know, visually appealing, shows a lot of nice stuff on your statistics, it's pretty cool. I think, John, this might even be something we could do as far as ratings maybe on our site as well. Nice. So it's called Iced Visualization Chart. I thought this was really cool. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Well, that's one I'm going to have to explore. I think I have something that needs a chart in it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's pretty much it for our plugins, what we got this week. I want to just briefly say thanks to the listeners out there that have been supporting me over the last few weeks, ones that have picked up the phone, called me, given me work. So thank you all very much. You know who you are. It's great that you are helping support me and the show this way.
Yeah, John, I want to second that because I just today received a payment for a website from somebody who didn't know of the show but was recommending me to do the project because of the show, because they were a listener. They were asked, you know, who do you know that's a WordPress ace, and they mentioned me. And I want to thank the audience for that. And yeah, by all means, spread the word. But
We appreciate it. Yeah, please spread the word even further. But I just wanted to say thanks because I've had several phone calls in the last few weeks from different listeners of the show or people that have wandered in and heard some of what we're saying and going, hey, I think they could help me. So,
yeah, definitely.
So let's see. That's pretty much everything we've got this week. I know it's been a hectic, busy week for many folks, but that wraps it all up, and we'll have the show back next week too. And what have we got? Just a reminder, as usual, don't forget to drop in at iTunes. Give us a quick rating. We would greatly appreciate it. Stitcher Radio, just hit that little thumbs up button in the corner, and that helps out. Any last words?
No. Looking forward to whenever the next revision of WordPress drops. I think we're both dead wrong on our predictions.
No, it's later than even they thought it would be, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So
July 4th.
You think?
Well, you never know. A couple of years ago, it happened on my birthday, so I thought that was kind of funny. So
nice. All right. Well, how can they contact us, John?
They can get a hold of me on my website, johnoverall.com, or contact me for emergency support. Go to wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And if you're going to be following me on Twitter, say hello and tell me you listen to the show. That always helps because I'll follow you back then. Consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call. Talk to you soon.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!